Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. Got a still a big old show coming your way here. And we went through heat season with the word always culture, right? The great culture. Culture that the Heat have built. Now everybody uses culture. And I've always felt it kind of started with Pat Riley going way back and, you know, talked about how important culture was and their winning culture. And everybody buys into the new culture and the way they play. And now we flipped it over with the Miami Dolphins to pressure. And Tua pressure. Oh, Tua's got more pressure. Who's got more pressure on starting quarter? Tua, pressure this. Now Tyreek Hill's put pressure. So everybody, and today, Greg Cody's got an article from the Miami Herald talking about everybody's got pressure on that team. Defense has been around together for a while. The defensive coordinator who calls the plays. So, you know, it got me thinking a little bit last night when I was reading Greg Cody's article about the guys that have, yeah, some have more pressure than others. And that's the way Sports is general manager, after what we've been through, he's got pressure.
Well, I think the most.
The head coach calling the plays and job to get this offense going, besides be the head coach, he's going to call plays. He's got pressure, obviously. He was handed a pretty damn good team, especially if he really buys in on the quarterback. Tua, listen, man, it's there. It just is. And the quarterback in every city probably understands that, although – the top guys, you just kind of expect they'll play well, so whatever category you want to put that in. Josh Boyer, a defensive coordinator. Next up, yeah, he's got a really good defense. And all those guys got a year older, and you expect them to a lot of them to play well. And then there's two other categories besides that group. Number one picks that are taken and the highest paid players. That's just the way it is in sports, man, especially in football. If nobody wants to be called a number one bust, nobody. We've had them. We've had a lot of them.
Yeah, we have.
We've had our share of busts. Not even guys end up, well, he's okay. He was a good player for a number one pick. But guys that just we got a couple guys right now we're not sure of, right? And the highest paid players, of course. Of course. We got a left tackle, a cornerback, and a wide receiver that are making big bucks. And I kind of take it for granted because I just expect they're all going to play well. I expect them to continue to all play well. And X-Man is going to get some interceptions. He'll get beat a little bit, but he's going to make his plays. And I don't think Tyreek Hill feels pressure at all. I think
as long as he gets the ball, right?
Tyreek Hill, well, that's not under pressure whether he gets the ball.
No, as long as he gets the ball.
That's just pissed if I don't get the ball. But that's not pressure.
No, but if he gets the ball, you just expect good things from him. You're not worried about it.
Yes, not worried.
He's the same way as that. I think X-Man, too, you feel like you're going to get big plays at him through the season or you expect it at that point. I'm going to go back to what you said in the beginning. I'm just going to say that the most pressure, if we're doing that, has got to be on the general manager. Because now you're going into the year three of that 2020 draft where you picked a left tackle, a cornerback, and a quarterback. And this is the do-or-die year for all three guys, I believe.
So my take's a little different on the GM. The GM, obviously, he's at the end of the day, even though he and Mike work together, the GM's responsible. Especially now, they made it pretty clear. The GM's responsible for free agency and the guys that have been brought in, who I think is a really good class, and draft picks. And we didn't have any draft picks, so this goes back. For me and Chris Greer, how are your three number ones going to play this year? And a guy you moved up in the second round, those are the guys that are going to tell you a lot about your general manager going forward, in my opinion. Starting with Tua, Austin Jackson, Igbinoghene, who we don't know we're going to get. They're all first-round picks, man. I'm sorry. We had three first-round picks, and that's who you took. And Eichenberg, you moved up to get a guy that had a zillion starts, I think like 38 starts at left tackle at Notre Dame, a school that usually, if you're playing, you play a lot at Notre Dame, you're pretty damn good offensive lineman, right, usually. So so those guys are the four that are, for me, connected to the GM going forward and our success, because they're all going to be starters. Well, most of them are going to be starters. And honestly, what can you get out of Igbinoghene? Can you make him a nickel or dime guy? He's not going to beat out Nick Needham,
who is really
good. And we got our two guys on the outside, Byron Jones and the X-Man.
You'd like
but can he be the next guy, inside or outside? Can he be the next guy? Because somebody's going to go down, man. You're going to lose guys. Guys going to get dinged up. Guys going to miss a game. Hopefully that's it. And are you comfortable putting him in there to get experience and play? Because they're going to go after him.
Of
as soon
course.
As you're in the game,
right.
Oh, Iggy's in. I mean, Scott, there's no secrets in the league. There's no secrets in any professional leagues. Hell, I'm watching the baseball game last night, and they figure out they can get you out on a certain pitch, whether it's a high fastball or a breaking pitch on the outside part of the plate that breaks, 12 inches outside, and it's a ball, and guys are swinging. There's no secrets in professional sports with today's scouting and analytics. There's just everybody knows everything about every guy, how he turns, what you can beat him on a route, what he runs best. So,
but Noah at this point should be at that Nick Needham level. That's where he should be. And he's not even close.
Well, yeah.
And Austin Jackson now is on his third position.
Well, here's the problem. And you're right, breaking those guys down more, which I think a lot of our Dolphin fans know, but Nick Needham wasn't drafted. And this goes back to what I said. Iggy was a first-round pick. He was taken in the first round. Now, thank God Nick Needham has turned out to be
correct,
a really good player. I mean, he graded out as well as anybody in the slot last year. I mean, he was – when you start breaking down numbers, they go, holy smokes. I don't think Nick Needham gave up a touchdown last year. That's how good he was.
Sounds like a first-round pick.
So, anyway – that's the pressure thing for me. I don't know what it is for you guys. 305-567-0560 on the pressure thing, and Greg Cody tried to break it down. And by the way, I agree. It's 11-on-11 game. It's not just about Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, it's crazy to think everything Tua. It's almost lazy sometimes on fans going, and listen, man, you still got to stop people. You can't be giving up 50 points on defense. Tampa Bay. You can't have those Tennessee, right? They just went over. You got to be able to. So, I agree. It's about everybody. It's team, but you know what? We got a lot of guys coming back defensively who are really good players, and coming up in the prime of their career, including a safety and some other guys that have a chance to take it to the next level, which is go play an extra game as an all-star. So, anyway, I just wanted to kind of get that out here this morning with everybody in this pressure. And it almost becomes, for media, a little lazy when we do that pressure. And by the way, they do it on ESPN every day. And two is at least once or twice a week now with a
– at least.
Like, God, what's next? What is there anything else you guys can break down on Tua Tagovailoa that does it? But, yeah, he's got pressure. Of course he's got pressure to play well. Number one pick, Alabama guy. The team went all in year three on you, not to mention all the other drama around it, the Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, all that stuff, and no question about it. So, but the pressure, listen, man, if you don't play well, and you're one of those categories of guys we just talked about, he can't do it by himself, especially on that offensive line. There's a little pressure there, a little pressure. All right, so we have all that stuff going on, and we've got this PGA and Saudi Live Tour that we're going to be talking to Jim McLean about here coming up in just a few minutes and talk to him about the PGA pulled a powerful move yesterday to stop the bleeding in the PGA Tour. Came out with a new plan for 2023. They got to finish out this season. Say, hey, guys, we got something new. And so the purses are going up in eight events to $20 million. They're doing three new global events with no cuts, limited field, and $25 million. So they're adding all this stuff for these guys to make more money to hopefully go, all right, I'll suck it up this year and I can be in on that money for next year. And my thought was from Jay Monahan, the commissioner, why didn't he do this when he saw this thing? Did he not have vision that this Liv thing and the money they were throwing out, did he not have vision that there's going to be guys at a point in their career going, I'm going to have trouble winning on this tour with all these young guys. I got a good name, but I haven't done doo-doo in a long time. I'm not even a top 10 player anymore like I used to be, and I don't know if I'm ever going to get back. I'm going to take the money. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to take the money like I'm a top three or four player in the world. And are you telling me a commissioner? Sounds like the NFL commissioner.
I was just about to say, you could have almost said this could be NFL also.
How does this guy not have vision and he does it? And it took, I'm guessing, the last two guys who pretty good players, Koepka, who's got four championships, and an answer from Mexico, two guys that are highly ranked to jump before he comes out with this new plan and goes, hey, guys, come on in here before get ready for the next event. We're having a meeting here. You're going to like what I have to say. It's like, why now? Why?
Yeah, were they waiting to see like which top 20 guys might go? Like, why wasn't this rolled out earlier?
Well, they should have probably had vision when Phil Mickelson jumped that he was going to have an influence on guys. Dustin Johnson, I think also. I think a lot of guys on that tour like Dustin Johnson. I don't know about the other guys. I'm not a Sergio Garcia fan myself.
Yeah, but the so amount of money they were offering Jack and Tiger and guys like that, when that all stuff came out, like at that point, where's your contingency plan? Not that you thought one of those guys would go, but you see what's coming out with the money and the numbers.
I think
they had to know some guys were going to jump.
I think he thought, like Tiger and Jack said, no. We've done a lot in the PGA. I think they thought Phil Mickelson originally until Phil started just ripping the PGA Tour, and I went, uh-oh, Phil's starting to really rip some dudes. Hey, Jim McLean's going to join us coming up, man. One of the great teaching pros in golf, man. He's worked with a lot of guys. He's now working with Sirius XM for golf events just away from the U.S. Open. We'll talk to him about all that drama and get his take on it coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business with great purpose of protecting families and their homes every day. And if you're not sure and you're looking around, man, you got to spend time with ASP. The Rodriguez family, husband and wife, beautiful people, really passionate about what they do, family-owned and operated right here in South Florida. And they want to let you know, for a long time, metal tile roofs have been 20, 30, 40% more than tile roofs, even though these metal tile roofs now look fantastic. But we got a new one, metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile. Haven't said that in a long time. Metal tile roofs reduce energy bills up to 30%. Not only that, but hurricane resistant with 200-mile-per-hour winds. So what I'm telling you, I sure feel a lot safer with that metal tile roof from ASP, knowing that you never know when the big guy's coming, the big hurricane's coming and going to hit us here. We want to protect your home. And, boy, ASP's doing their part. Take advantage of 100% financing, no money down and no payments until 2024. The extend pay from Y-Green. Get out to their showroom and see it for yourself. You're going to be blown away. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. And let the ASP family protect yours today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we got a special guest. We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Jim McLean's going to join us here, owner of Jim McLean Golf Schools. You can hear him on Sirius XM. He's on the radio there. And
you go down and get lessons at the Biltmore.
And best known for trying to fix Joe Rose's golf game as well. Jim, good morning. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, good morning, guys. Good to talk with you.
Jim, great to talk to you, and we really appreciate it, man, with all this drama. I never thought golf would have this. I'm used to this in college football, but all of a sudden, we got the Saudi Live Tour versus the PGA. Did you think it was going to get this ugly as it has by the time you got to the U.S. Open?
Well, by the time I got to the U.S. Open, I did know that, it was going to be some explosive news. I knew Bryson DeChambeau was close to going. My assistant from 2 years ago caddies for him now, so I'm pretty tied into what Bryson is doing. But now that Koepka's gone and Abraham Anser and, of course, Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, past Masters champions, and then Dustin Johnson. I talked to Dustin, who I've known a long time, at the U.S. Open, and he was very relaxed about everything. But it's tearing apart the PGA right now, the PGA Tour. So it's a real interesting time in golf.
So Jim, just to follow up to everything, and I always love this with commissioners, not to blame anybody. I'm not playing the blame game. Well, we do that on the radio sometimes, Jim. You know that, but. So the PGA commissioner, yeah, Jay Monahan, now all of a sudden shows up at this week's event. He got this brand new plan. It looks great, by the way. Why didn't he have this thing ready to go and do this 3 or 4 weeks ago, or even before, when he knew what the money the Greg Norman and the Saudis were going to be throwing out of players trying to take his players? Why didn't he get in front of this?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that's a question people are asking. Because all of a sudden they found a lot of new money, Joe. And, golf's a little different, as you know, than all the other sports, where everyone starts with zero at the beginning of the year. And, you make as much as you earn during the year, absent the deals you make. Those are mostly for the top, 15 players in the right world that are getting a lot of advertising money. So it's a very competitive situation, but Saudi Arabia, they got huge money, of course, and they're you know, they've dragged off some great players.
Jim, I got to ask you this. You've been around golf for a long time. You think now with these younger guys, it's more about how much money I'm going to make versus how good of a golf, you know, player I could be? How, in the end, if I may be a top 10 player of all time, top five, you think it's more about the money now than it has ever been?
I think it's with all the players, it's been money because you know, in the old days, it was really competitive, and you had to be a top player to survive out there. There's so much more money now on the PGA Tour and over in other places, China, Canada, South America. They're playing for money in a lot of places, but still the money hasn't been really comparable to the other top sports in the world. Is it more about the money? Yeah, maybe if now for sure. You know, if they're offering you 150, 200 million to show up, and you know, you're right. You're guaranteed that money. It's pretty attractive.
Jim, the other part, and I think I talked to you about this. One thing I always liked about the tour: if you don't play well on Thursday and Friday, you don't make the cut. You actually can lose money, except for sponsorship money, and you still got to pay that caddy. And it looks like everybody kind of wants to get away from that a little bit. Like, hey, this new Live Tour thing where I can make 120 grand for just being there and sucking for 3 days. Not bad. Could the PGA?
I don't like that part of it. Yeah, that is way less competitive. That's for absolute certain. And right now they're playing 54 hole events too. So, it's one less day. It obviously gives guys more time to go home or do something, but it's definitely not going to be the grind of the PGA Tour, which was a really cool thing, you know, of our tour, the PGA, where, you know, you had to play well, or as you said, you know, you came in the old days when I was at Doral, we had the tour event. I mean, half of the guys came and they lost money for that week.
Do you think
they didn't make the cut?
Yeah. Jim, just to jump ahead here to the young guns that are so good. And we saw most of them play well at the U.S. Open there. You see any of that group? You see them staying loyal? McIlroy, Rahm, Morikawa. Do you expect all that group of guys in that group, that Scheffler, the number one player in the world, all of them to stay with the PGA Tour because they're making a lot of money no matter where they play? They're that good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a vast majority of guys are going to stay, and I think the commissioner is really jumping on, you know, trying to do everything he can right now to bump the money up, make sure that the stars are making a lot of money. I know like a Ricky Fowler is kind of hanging on the lip, you know, whether he's going to go or not. I mean, they're offering big. Colin Morikawa got offered a lot of money, and he just yesterday said he's not going. So I think that a lot of the young guys are not going to go, but they did get a few young guys to go. I mean, really top players to go. Obviously Brooks Koepka and Anser are young guys and great players. But, it's a really caused a fracture in our game.
So I want to ask you, world ranking points is big for Greg Norman, because those guys, like, I don't mind playing on this tour with these guys, but I want to keep my damn ranking up, man. That sponsorship, I got incentives, all that stuff. Do you expect they'll get that, or do they need a stronger field before they can get it?
No, I think they're for sure going to get the world ranking points. They've got too good a field. There's 23 tours across the world to get ranking points with a lot less talent than they already have. So I imagine they are going to get world ranking points. That's something that the tour does not want them to have. And Jay Monahan is part of that. There's an 8-man group. Jay Monahan is the commissioner of the PGA. So that'll be a no vote there. But I think they're going to, you know, I think they are going to get the world ranking points. I don't see how you can have a world ranking and not put those guys into it.
Jim, what about the four majors? I know the PGA Tour would love for those guys to say no to that.
Yes.
I don't think they will. Do you?
Well, Joe, I see real problems here in court, because the guys on the PGA Tour are supposed to be independent contractors. They've always been able to go play. They have gone over to Saudi Arabia. A lot of the top players have gone over there and played already, so there's precedent. It's going to be a real tough one to win a court battle. You probably don't want to get into court, and it's going to cost a lot of money, but, I think that's going to be a tough one. I don't see them winning that at the PGA Tour. I don't see them winning. I, it's going to be an interesting the Masters is an invitational, so they don't have to invite them. But the British Open and the U.S. Open, they're supposed to be opens, meaning anybody from anywhere, if you're good enough, you can tee it up in the U.S. Open, which has always been a cool thing. So I think they should be safe there.
Jim, the other question that's going to pop up, why can't they just at some point, is the PGA Tour going to go, we could be in big trouble, we better let those guys play whenever they want to play with us, play with us, and if they're going to play in those live events, go ahead and let it go. Could you see them allowing them to play both?
Yes, I definitely, and I think this went way too far. I think they could have, you know, in my opinion, I think they could have done a better job and kind of, it's become a political problem, you know, that they shouldn't be involved with, I don't think. I don't think there's any reason to get this fractured and getting into this kind of a situation. That's just my opinion.
Jim, this is golf, man. Hey, that's good, Joe. That 6-foot putt, you've already got a triple. That's fine, Joe. It's good. Write a double. I mean, gentlemen, like, hey, don't worry about it. I mean, right? Hey, everybody's not. Man, we're seeing the side. It looks like a damn football game.
I've had a lot of guys come over, some good athletes come over to see us again recently at the Biltmore, but you haven't been over for a few years, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I have been to the Biltmore, but it wasn't for that. You're right. So
I know it. I knew you were there, but you didn't come see me.
So Jim, how you doing, man? Let's talk some Jim McClain, man. I miss you, all the stuff and Doral and even at West End, and now you're at that beautiful, beautiful place better known as Biltmore.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a really big junior program going now. I'm so proud of what we're doing here with the kids. We got a bunch of great kids. I'm teaching right now the number one junior in the world, Frank Kennedy, but we've got some other great kids that are doing fantastic work. We had 50 last week, full boat. So we're trying to do, really upgrade the junior programs. Also, I've got a school at Miami Beach Golf Club, and we're doing great over there, too. So, you know, I love it, Joe. You know that. And the kids are the future of the game. They treat us really well at the Biltmore. It's been great for me. And, you know, I love Miami. I'm here at Maryland, and one of the guys in my school right now is one of the owners of the Celtics. So, I was disappointed we didn't take them out here in that seventh game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so
you're still running with the high rollers. I get that. You're still running with the high rollers. Darn it, Jim. I knew that.
Jim, I got one thing before we let you go. How long would it take for you to teach Joe on a daily basis for him to crack 80 one of these courses?
No shot.
It's a long term situation for sure. We start at the beginning,
right,
and start over. Yeah.
So Jim, I know you're not down here to listen to stupid things that we say, but Hollywood in the back.
That's why I'm asking. Right.
So Hollywood's on this thing. If I played every day, no matter, I could shoot in the 80s, and
crack
I go,
80,
no, that's
right.
not true,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
That's not true. There's some talented, huh?
I think you could do it.
No
really?
Way. Oh, no, he's jumping up and down doing the pee-pee
Jim.
Dance in the back now because
right.
you said that, Jim.
Oh, my goodness.
Jim, listen, there's some talent to this frigging game. You could play every day. I spent thousands of dollars on lessons, and three or four holes in, I go to every bad frigging habit I've ever had. The nicest clubs.
Well, it's a little harder than people think. You know, I think a lot
Thanks,
of people
Jim.
Think it's fairly easy, but it's
no,
not. It's really a pretty tough game.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
Jim, it's great having
Thank
you, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Really appreciate it. Thank
okay.
you.
Right. Okay, Joe and Zach. See you. Bye.
See you,
bye.
Jim. All right, that was Jim McClain, owner of Jim McClain Golf Schools. You can hear him on Sirius XM also. And, yes, did try to fix Joe.
He was being nice to everybody, by the way, when he said that. Oh, no, if you golf every day.
I asked him, you as the example, because he knows your game.
That's
He's seen
fantastic.
You play.
Forget
that about
really
the
hurt
Hollywood
you. That hurt you, man.
Yeah, that, yeah.
There's
you
no
tried
way.
To argue with him. Like, there's no way. Yeah, he could.
I'll tell you what, man.
Game recognizes game, bro.
All right. I'm taking your ass, but we're going to make sure you play every day this summer, and then we're going to take you out to the Blue Monster. We're going to count every friggin' shot, including every time you lose a ball in that rough, we're going to penalize your ass because of who you are. Every time you four-putt and go, is this good? And I go, no, make the damn putt. You're going to shoot 120.
Why are you so angry? Because a golf pro, like a respectable golf pro, just came on and said.
Actually, a really good, like
yeah.
the best.
Right.
I mean,
this is you can't argue with Jim. It's tough. That one hurt.
I should have called him last night. I didn't know he was going to say that.
This one hurt. That hurt.
What, are you going to tell him to say to take a dive? I mean,
Hollywood standing up, beating his chest, man.
Speaking the
that?
Truth, man.
Take a dive, right.
Oh, man. All right.
By the way, if you're a good golf pro, like, of course that would be your answer. Like, yeah, he's going to be like, of course I could fix this guy. Like,
well,
change his swing.
You heard his answer with Joe.
Hey, by the way, guys, Mark Duper, Super Duper, is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Speaking of being part of a two number one receivers look like playing together.
Last time we saw it.
Dupe and Clate. And so Mark Duper is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And we'll get his take, what it takes, what he expects, and all those things coming up. Plus some great Dupe stories. Any catches stand out for Dupe?
Oof. Any specific
He's got one
catches.
Catch that he made that will always stick with me.
Not one for me.
The one-handed catch he made at the Orange Bowl to beat the Jets.
Ah, okay.
The end of the game.
That's a pretty good one. One-handed, like
too.
Right.
Friggin' one-handed. Caught it, stayed on his feet. Unbelievable. All right, right now I want to talk to you about sports-related injury. I hate talking about them, but sooner or later, they happened everywhere. I almost apologize when I talk about, hey, I know you're active playing sports, and you know you're going to get injured someday, but I think people know that. We sure are lucky to have one of the best sports medicine programs in the country. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big part of Baptist Health South Florida, and their sports medicine program has grown from Dade to Broward with those great doctors. We've added more great doctors for you. So when you go, hey, have you ever seen this injury? Of course we've seen it. People ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. By the way, got a new facility coming that's connected to Hard Rock, the Hard Rock Stadium there over there, their practice facility. It's beautiful over there what they're building. You can go there as well, right on the border. Hey, listen, not just that, it's top sports surgeons to take care of every part of the body that they have, knee, shoulder, foot, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, you name it. They've got some of the best in the business with a lot of experience with one goal every day. Get you back out healthy playing the sports you love the most. I got a brand new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation on my way for a little rehab today myself. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, man. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Jim McClain for joining us for a few minutes. And Mark Super Duper going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Duke. Boy, was he explosive. Maybe for sure, 100%, the best deep threat in history of this franchise. One of the best in football, man. He could just run by dudes and tell me he's going to run by him, and he did. He was one of the first guys to say, I never heard this, because I was with Wesley Walker at Cal, and Wesley could, like, he could run too.
Right. He's a great player.
He was in the Pac-12 finals too in the 100 meters. I mean, he was fast. So, but I never heard him say, if I'm even, I'm leaving. I love that. So I'd be even, and when you throw the ball, I'll be leaving. And
I just think the difference was that you had two guys around you in that huddle and all in that offense. Talking about the Marx Brothers, that had about as much confidence as anyone in the entire world. Like, that's I mean, not saying the other guys don't. I'm sure plenty of guys, once you reach that level, are confident in their own game. But a lot, you know, these two guys just
there,
let you
there
know.
There were three guys that, when you got in a huddle, like, confidence would hit you in the face, and it was Mark, and Danny.
Right, right.
And when they were at a party together, like women would leave because there was just there were guys a little too confident, like how good they were. You know how you go, hey, man, can you stop telling everybody how good you are? We let know. Let us brag on your behalf. You don't have to tell us. Nobody can make that throw. Yeah, nobody can get that open. Did you see me jump over him? Yeah.
Right.
It was.
I like when you see that stuff, too.
And by the way, you know what's so funny? Those three weren't even the best player in the huddle.
Right.
Certain no, guys, you have to say right. I'm telling you.
Certain guys snapping the ball.
The guy who snapped might be right. The greatest to play his position better. Like, that may not be up for debate. No, man, I tell everybody, you know, you come home and I'll see you and go, man, I'm a lucky dude, man. Like, I'm starting to figure out just how good these guys are that, you know, in their prime and Dwight telling everybody to shut up in the huddle. And now you kind of look back and you go, wow. Two Hall of Famers and some other guys that could have been right there with at receiver. Wow. Pretty crazy stuff. But, yeah. I always laugh because the guy that was maybe the best of all never said a word. If it was up to him, he never say anything. Dwight's the only guy that played center that we ran over on goal line. And he would take guys like Smirlis and guys like that and all the other defensive tackles in AFC East, and it looked like they were ice skating backwards 3 or 4 yards in the end zone. And I swear to God, his highlight reel is good as all those guys, other guys are and the things they did. The things he did with his hands and his leverage and his power. Dwight, if you're out there and you're doing a construction job today, bro, it's okay. Don't get embarrassed and turn me off right now. Dude, nobody did. Like people used to, did you see? Come in here, you got to see what he did. Come in here, you got to see what he did to this dude on a blitz. You got to see what happened on goal line, 3rd and 1. You got to see the things he did. He might be the greatest player in the history of the franchise when you go by your position and how you dominated it. And he, you know, he's just another Hall of Famer to most people. He made the best 100.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
no yeah, chump yeah. change.
No, that's a great honor.
He made
honor.
The, you know,
sure.
the greatest 100 of all time, and he's on there. But, damn, he was –
But to be maybe the best at that position of all time in this league, that's a hell of an honor.
He,
like you're making one team out of all the players ever to play in the NFL.
How good was that second pick? Second round pick.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll take that.
And the guy who was taken ahead of him was a teammate of his, Don McNeil. And let me tell you, the Reverend could play too. The Reverend.
Good drafts.
I could have saved so much money if I had known Don McNeil was meeting with so many players, helping them, counseling guys.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. I ended up paying all that damn money. I could have gone to him.
Free
it would have
therapy.
Been a lot cheaper, and I didn't do that. All right, so anyway, what did you think about Jim McClain's stuff about where this is headed, what's going to happen, and everything else between the two tours?
I think that he's right about the fact that it's destroying the, you know, it's ripping it right down the middle. But I think the PGA did the right thing by kind of counteracting the LIV tour. And I did think – I see right when we had Jim on this morning, I think a comment or something came out from the Open that it's going to allow – the RNA announces it'll allow all golfers who have qualified, including the players in LIV, to play the Open Championship at St. Andrews. So that's the only thing I think in my mind that could absolutely tear the PGA right down the middle is if all of a sudden the majors say, listen – They can't play or
not,
they can't
they're
play.
They're not going to do that. Right. They want the best players. Right. They don't care about what tour. They're going to have it.
That's the only thing that would crush LIV.
I think what's going to happen down the road when it goes, because I've been saying for the last couple of days, it's going to get very legal and very expensive. They can't stop these guys. They can play in any event they want down the road. They're going to get their ass kicked. They're going to get NCAA down the road. They're going to get pounded. The PGA Tour – by not getting out in front of this thing, the commissioner screwed up. Everybody wants to be nice. Should have seen this coming. Saudis were going
right.
to put Greg Norman, who's like an angry man himself.
Not a big fan of the PGA Tour.
And so he's going after him. And he got a lot of money behind him, a hell of a lot more money than the PGA Tour.
But if the PGA is their own entity, can't they just say, no, these guys can't play? That's
all
it. They're done?
Anybody wants to see is the best players playing the biggest events. The other question I didn't ask, what happens to the little PGA events where you load up all the money on these certain events now and the $20 million purses that are going to take place on eight events? So what's going to happen on the other events? Bet one I care about, the Honda Classic at PGA National. What's going to happen to that? Anybody want to guess what that field's going to look like? Good luck trying to find a top 20 player to play in that thing. Now, there'll be a lot of guys to play.
Right, but you're not going to get the top guys. Because
they're going to do it. Man, Honda Classic has been loyal, spent money. The longest running sponsor on the PGA Tour, I believe, is the Honda Classic. And all we do is crap on them.
What do you think is going to happen now? Think it's going to get better?
He's going, I know our field hadn't been great, and all those guys live up there, Jack. And they thought by putting Jack and Barbara and the money's going to Jack and Barbara, and they thought it would have kind of a feel like, Jack's got the other event up in Ohio that does. It's one of the big events, and it's going to be a big, big one coming up.
It's here in sunny South Florida.
But this one, and Jack reaching out to guys, and they're saying, hey, Jack, sorry, man, Arnie's event's coming up. I know you and Arnie were tight, so you understand how big that event is up in Orlando. That's going to be a big money one as well. Arnold Palmer Invitational is going to be huge. So, yeah, man, we're going to get effed right out, except for the LIV.
Right, that's
it. The LIV event.
They're going to be fine.
They're the best event we have.
They're going to be just fine. Plenty of money on their
Anyway, that's where we are, man. I just never thought of all the conversations we've had, especially college football and the way it's changed and college sports and the money and who's doing what and – we're not sure what the rules are, but we're going to do this because we want to get this guy because it's big business and all that. And meanwhile, we got this golf thing. We're kind of told about this thing was coming. And then we saw an angry Phil ripping the PGA, and we go, Phil's gone. Phil Mickelson's gone.
Remember Sergio at one of the end of the tournament?
Sergio at the end, I'll be glad when I don't have to play in this friggin' tour anymore.
Yep.
And he's gone. And so guys have started leaving till – Koepka being the latest.
Whew. How much has he moved the needle, though?
Money is powerful.
Brooks Koepka, right now, in the golf tour.
Nothing.
Right. So, until they start getting...
How many guys moved the needle, though, Zach?
Talking about the top guys, maybe? The Rorys of the world, the Schefflers of the world?
Ain't nobody moving it like Tiger.
No. Oh, you can't compare anyone to Tiger.
But I'm just saying, I don't know how many guys really move.
But how much is the difference to make if Koepka's on the PGA Tour or not?
So, he's won four majors and he's a young guy, which means his game can get back. And I'm not a huge Koepka fan, but he's obviously a damn good player. He's had a ton of injuries. Dustin Johnson is a top player, but he doesn't move the needle, lacking a little personality, to be quite honest. So he's not great for Bicka. Smoke show. Goes on to every night, but has nothing
story.
To do with anything.
Right.
And so I don't, everybody talks outside of rankings. That's what everybody's going by. And these young guys, Rory McIlroy, big name guy.
He's kind of the face of the tour now.
I don't know. I mean, he won a couple weeks ago, so he was, but I don't know, man. I'd be a little worried if I was a PGA Tour about everything. Even if your top guys stick with you, the top eight or nine guys, especially now with this new money coming out in 2023. But there's going to be some guys that used to be really good that aren't as good that might just say, you know what? I'm going to go play this LIV event. Hell, even if I finish last, to make a friggin' $1 million plus whatever they're going to give me to show up for the event. I guess we'll just call it appearance fee money because that's what they used to do.
Buck 20 and then an appearance.
Going over their event. Hey, listen, we're going to switch from a little golf to a little NFL with Mark Duper. We haven't talked to him for a while. We'll have that for you coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll have that. Right now, though, hey, Martin's got a nice win last night. Down 4-0, came back. Won 9-8 last night against the Rockies. Got the Mets coming in this weekend. But, hey, let's get into it. Last night was Taco Tuesday, but tonight is my favorite. I know a lot of people during the summer looking for things to do with their kids. Tonight is Wednesday night, and Wednesday night all summer long for Marlins home games is going to be the 4 for $44, and it's pretty special. 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas or waters, and 2 small popcorns. How's that? Huh? How's that for trying to get a bang for your dollar right there? Grab your ticket today at marlins.com/offers. Got happy hour tomorrow. And then with the Mets coming in, got the giveaway bobblehead, Jazz Chisholm bobblehead, presented by Loan Depot. That's going to be Saturday for Saturday's game against the Mets. So you can learn more at marlins.com/giveaways with a lot of cool things going on this summer to save you money and give you more for your dollar. As, listen, Marlins still trying to get back to 500, really could use a sweep against those Rockies before one of the best teams in baseball right now, the New York Mets, come for a 3-game series over the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.